Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on the Danny Brown Show.
I don't know. I'm happy again, I guess. You know, I'm happy again with making music and just being... I guess the tour definitely did a lot for my confidence. Never heard that term, love sex, though. I may have to put that in my vocabulary, you know? Me and my... Well, let me stop. They make beaches for this. Some of those new beaches, you can't get a boner on, they'll kick you off. Like, nigga, your dick hard, get up out of here.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, 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 what up, yo? It's your boy. Coming to you live from YMA Studios here in Austin, Texas. It's the Danny Brown Show. I got the Booth Boys with me. What up? What up?
What up, man?
Hey, Danny.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. And we got Heather, too. Shouts out to the Booth girl. That's right. Can't be doing no misgendering in this generation. Shouts out. But, yeah, man. So happy to be back with you guys, man. I miss y'all, man.
Us, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that? What do you mean?
You didn't sound too enthused.
No, we missed you, man. It wasn't the same without you around.
I told you this at the show, too. I was like, man, Danny, it's great to have you back.
I know, man. I'm happy to be back, man. I definitely did miss y'all, man. I was, I guess that was one of the good things about being on the road so much is that I wasn't able to fucking be on the internet as much. So I wasn't caught up on none of the Cyrax shit or none of that shit, which is probably good for me mental health wise. I wasn't really watching any podcasts and shit like that. I was listening to a lot of music. I guess that's a good thing, you know. So I started back just listening to like old albums that I used to love and shit, and just trying to like get that inspiration back, or just, you know, just starting like doing like research on like why would I love certain shit. And it was almost like sometimes I felt like it was like, you ever seen that South Park episode where it's like, I can't remember, was it college and whatever, but it was almost like once he grew up and everything he listening to just sounds like shit. It was like motherfuckers just farting in his ears every time. So it was a lot of shows I listened to, like, why the fuck did I used to like this shit? But then you know, it was like certain shit that I listened to and I was like, man, I don't, you know, at my age of 40 and been, you know, been in rapping for damn near all my life, and cause say I've been doing it professionally a little bit over 10 years now, it's like, man, I don't know if I can ever get to this level, like listening to like old Outkast and shit. So I guess it just like, I don't know, inspired me to want to do better in that kind of way. So that was a good thing, man.
What have you been listening to that you used to listen to?
Like I was just going back, just listening to like a lot of Outkast. Of course, I always, you know, go back and listen to like my UK shit. Listening to like Dizzy Rascal, The Streets, who's got a new album coming out soon. And I'm super excited to hear that motherfucker. I can't wait for that. I mean, you know, going back to Wu-Tang and shit, and just a lot of just like, I don't know, man, just like, why did I used to like this shit? And then it was just like, cause you know, I was trying, you know, I was making like, you know, fucking around with production and shit and just doing shit like that. And just trying to, you know, study it almost in some sense. And it's like, cause sometimes with making beats, man, it's one of the, I think one of the best, you know, like the best producers to me is knowing when the beat is done, because sometimes a motherfucker could just add too much or not enough. And that's where I struggle with sometimes with making beats and shit, is like, man, I never know when I'm done, kind of. And it's almost like a cheat code for me, because I know how to rap. I can fucking rap to fucking motherfuckers banging on pots and shit, you know. It doesn't even matter, you know. But just being able to limit yourself and be minimal in certain shit, and I found out that's what I love. I don't like a, you know, even though like working with Peggy is like, to me, honestly, like Peggy is like one of the greatest artists of like this generation or some shit when it comes to this rap shit. Cause it's like, he don't really need nobody help. Like he fucking make beats. He fucking mix, master. He can fucking sing, you know, he can rap his ass off. So it's like, man, just looking at and being able to work with somebody like that has just been so inspiring for me. Cause we're like, fuck, I'm nowhere near this level of shit. So I got my strong qualities. And just like, you know, just trying to build on those. But, you know, like, even just been doing this shit for so long, still having that desire to still learn, I think is what's probably, I'm happy again, I guess. You know, I'm happy again with making music and just being, I guess the tour definitely did a lot for my confidence when it comes to making music, just seeing people, you know, just having fun, man, and back with it again. Because a lot of my music, man, it was like trauma dumping. It was like my form of therapy, man, like shit that I wouldn't talk about with other people. I would just put it in songs and shit. And sometimes I think when you do that, I mean, it could be like a cry for help in some sense. But motherfuckers don't take it that way if it's that entertaining. They'll just be like, oh, you just making songs and shit. But like, no, motherfucker, this is my real life. This is how I really feel, you know? I'm just not comfortable with talking about that shit. And that's why I'm so in tune to this sobriety shit because I've, you know, put it out there so much. And I've gotten so many messages from people just being like, you know, you helped me being comfortable and, you know, and confident in me getting sober and shit like that. And those messages, man, it's like, you know, I'm not just going through this shit by myself. And it makes me feel kind of good that, you know, that other people are getting inspired by me taking, you know, sobriety serious and recovery serious and all that shit. And, you know, looking deep into themselves and want to do right for themselves, man. So shouts out to all y'all that have been sending me messages. They definitely help, I will say. You know, I feel like I'm not just going through this by myself as well. You know, I don't want to fuck up because I'm fucking up in front of the entire world. It's not just me and my friend group, you know, like I would feel like a fucking loser. So just having that with me, man, it really helped being on the road because, you know, it is a lot of temptations, man. And it was a lot of times where I'd be like, even just so much more of just like hanging out and be like, fuck, man. You know, it'd be so much fun to have a drink and shit like that. But I really just feel like the party's over with me. Like, I'm just taking life serious and taking my music career back serious again, you know. But it is fun. I will say I'm back having fun, man, because it was to the point where, I don't know, I was a little discouraged with making music and shit. And I don't know, man, just dealing with the music business is a, because it's, you know, it's a business. You know, it's just not all about being fucking artistic and creative all the time. It's about monetary gain for the most part. So I'm back to not giving a fuck about that shit, you know, and just fucking doing what I love to do. And I can't wait, man. I really can't wait for this album to come out, man. Even though it is another trauma dump, you know what I'm saying? But even now, like me going forward with making music is now is like, just like we're going to shows, like Scaring the Hoes was a fun album to make. We were having fun. So it's just like seeing people being able to like escape their problems for that moment or when that song is on and just, you know, so I'm more so wanting to make music like that. Not saying that it won't be a lot of trauma dumps because I always have that with me. And, but yeah, just to be able to make people feel good with a song and not make them feel sad. Like, oh, shit, this nigga's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm getting more into that. I mean, I'm always going to have bars. Bars going to go down. Why are we talking about this shit? We got some freestyles, right? Let's get them out the way. Let's see what these motherfuckers got for me this time.
Let me hear you bust a freestyle.
All right. First up, we got Carly.
Hey, Danny and the Booth Boys. A little ditty that I'm working on called Inner Babies.
Huh?
So, mamas won't acknowledge the abuses they applied. Families got amnesia, they tell us that we a lie. Claim they did their best accountability like suicide. I know it won't make sense to y'all, always with blind eyes. And let's be honest, daddies ain't no better. They can get some clout for just sending the letter, presents and promises, and bet we'll be together. But in the end, let's be real, it's all about its pleasure. You will never know peace until you recognize thing. It was comfort over our needs and our babies screaming, love me.
Yeah, that was a bit of a trauma dump. Segue right into that. Hey, if you ever need somebody to talk to, I'm always here for you, man. Sounds like you got some problems going on, some parental issues. But that is the best way to get it out, man. Artistic expressions, man. You know, like I said, it was always hard for me to be comfortable to talk about certain shit that was going on in my life. And it was always easier just for me to put it in a song. But yeah, sometimes you can tell when people are going through shit by the type of music they make, man. But yeah, I hope everything gets better for you, young lady. Yeah, reach out if you ever need someone to talk to. Would that be considered like daddy issues and mommy issues and shit? What's going on with that? She has a good voice, though. She's good at singing and shit. But yeah, that was a bit of a trauma dump. I wasn't ready for that. Goddamn it, Zolo. You knew what you was doing. All right. We got another one. That was
it. Yeah. Next, we have Trevor.
God damn it, Trevor. Oh, shit.
Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo? I got your bitch. She into benzos. She on the float, doing something I did not ask for. Trying to play Clue, the board game. Am I insane? I lost a couple pieces the other day, but I still think we can make it through a damn game. But no one has the attention span to sit down and be like, yes, my man. And looking at the phone screen, what do I see? A different million applications. Stuttering because this is a freestyle. Running a damn mile. ADHD doing this damn thing. At a raw, non-prescription coursing. Relate a lot. The Danny, it's a Laney boy, not no Detroit, but I probably claimed it a couple times growing up. What? Fuck, shit, bitch. What am I doing to get attention? Perspective is caving in. I share it with multiple personalities. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. Now I'm going to be the weird guy shooting up schools, you see? 25C2CB, and a little bit. I did a lot of research, chemicals growing up. What's up?
I mean, once you said his name was Trevor, I already knew what was coming. Have you ever met the normal Trevor? But dog, white dudes in bandanas just made me think of like wrestlers and shit, man. I don't know. But yeah, you're a weird one, man. He's definitely into some psychedelics and shit. He probably got a toe ring bitch girlfriend, all type of shit going on there. That was a lot, man. I don't know what to say. I don't know if he was trolling. I don't know if that was good or bad. But I guess that's what's good with rap music sometimes, because everything is subjective. But yeah, shouts out to Trevor, man. You seem like a cool guy club type of guy.
It did sound like some of it was an actual freestyle. It definitely was. Some stuff up on the spot.
Definitely. Once a motherfucker just start blurting out cuss words like Tourette syndrome, fuck, shit, bitch. Oh yeah, I don't think you can write that. That's not nothing you say that with the pen and pad and be like, fuck, shit, bitch. And be like, oh shit, bars. No, Trevor, you live a wild life. I would like to know your story. You know, I want to see that documentary. I'm very, very entertained by that, to say the least. All right, next up, we're hopping to some of these Ask Dannys.
Ask Danny.
Love sexed. I've been in a relationship for 2 years, but we broke up months ago. Now we're back in a situation. We did the nasty recently, except this time he really laid it down like he's never laid it down before. He even love sexed me. What the? I didn't even expect that kind of sex. He claimed he was using me and he felt bad for it, even though I'm in the same boat and just wanted my nut too. I just want to know, what is the motive with the love sex? And should I leave it alone or keep at it? Love sex, I never heard that term. Is that just, you know, I'm old school. Is that just making love? Like, he's putting that slow stroke on her.
I think so, yeah.
Kissing her and shit, like, ooh, yeah. Talking that love shit. I mean, if you got your nut too, I guess keep at it. We know how hard that is for women sometimes. I mean, but yeah, man, love sex, man. I never heard that term before. Is that like a millennial thing? That's like I thought it was just called making love. Like, see, it's not even a term for it in Google. They can't even figure it out. We go to urban love sex. It's the acts of having intense sex with the one and only one you love. Yeah, that's like making love and shit, man. I mean, it could get a little, that sounds like a sticky situation. I mean, you know, but sometimes, you know, he put it down because he ain't fucking you no more. You know, once that become constant pussy, it's going to be a different ballgame. But yeah, man, I never heard that term, love sex, though. I may have to put that in my vocabulary, you know. Me and my, well, I mean, let me stop.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Straight friend. Good afternoon, Danny and the Booth Boys from Down Under. Here's the situation. One of my housemates is straight, but is a massive twink. Sometime when I used to live with him, we would go out when neither of us brought women home and he would hang out in bed together. I definitely woken up to him being a little touchy, but I just played it off as him fooling around. I must admit that when we were spooning, I would get sometimes hard. He has a peach of an ass, and filling my cock in between those cheeks got me feeling like I was with a woman. To be clear, I'm very straight. It was merely a biological reaction. Any tips for making it clear to my friend that I'm not interested in sleeping with him if he gets cold? Thanks so much for the help. Y'all done already went too far. I ain't cuddling with none of my niggas, so at the end of the day, it's already gay. So I would just say, for the most part, man, if you ain't down with it, man, stop doing that shit. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? You're nasty, man. Y'all some freaky motherfuckers, man. Talking about feeling my cock in between those cheeks. You gonna write that shit to me and think he had me feeling like it was a woman. I've been dug. Y'all experimenting at this point, man. But yeah, man, even you using the word twink, you let me know what you got. You got some inner turmoil, man. You need to let loose, man. You in the closet. Just let it out, man. There's nothing wrong with it no more, man. You know? So I mean, I would say, for the most part, man, I ain't cuddling with none of my niggas, man. Y'all already went too far. Y'all crossed that line. You might as well go ahead and get it over with, man. And figure it out. Because and you tell anybody that shit that's straight, they're gonna be like, oh nigga, you gay. So you already gay, man. Just own up to it, man. All right, man. For real, man. You already gay. White people shit. Jumping up and down.
White people shit.
What's good? My name is Ishmael, and I'm all the way from Bristol in the UK. Is it white people shit to jump up and down in the same spot when you're listening to music? Like at a live show or watching a DJ. Ever since I came to the UK, I noticed it. All of my white friends, when they get excited on the dance floor, they jump up and down in the same spot. I've never seen black people do that. Does it make sense to you? Yes, this makes tons of sense to me, man. A lot of times when you're in those, you're in a crowded space and like a venue and shit, because I jump around. You know, I wouldn't say this is white people shit. I would say this is just turned up, you know. But if you ever watch white people dance, man, they like to frail their arms and swing and shit. And, you know, they got crazy dance moves, man. They might fuck a motherfucker up. So, yeah, for the most part, all you can do is jump up and down. And if you're not like, I'm not like a great dancer or anything. I don't have any cool dance moves. So jumping up and down is just like anybody can do that, you know. And it goes with any beat. It's easy call. It's beating the case. So, yeah, if you don't got no smooth dance moves, that's the best thing you can do is just jump up and down, man. But, yeah, I don't consider this some white people shit. But shouts out to the UK. They some of the best fucking, electronic music come out of there. You know, like I've been telling you, I've been listening to a lot of Naya Archives. It's one of my favorite artists right now. And, yeah, I listen to her shit. It makes me want to fucking jump up and down, you know. But there's nothing more cooler than fucking being on stage and just seeing a crowd of motherfuckers in unison jumping up and down. So I guess this is cool, man. Like, no, so I'm not gonna say. Now, if a motherfucker just jumping up and down, it's only like five people on the dance floor, then yeah, man, he might be a little autistic. So, you know, all right, I'm sorry. Shouts out to all my autistic friends. Next up, we got Naked Biking. Hey, Danny, big fan of the show, been rocking with you since XXX. Your album Old got me through rehab. I don't know how that got you through rehab, because that I was fucked up during that entire recording of that album. I was drinking a lot of lean those days. Molly was very prevalent. Adderall, all that shit. We're not about to... They told me that was addict behavior going in the past and talking about my drug history, so I can't be doing that shit. I got to move on. You got to live in the future. All right. Every year in Philly, there's a naked bike ride through the city. I guess they do it to draw attention to more road safety for cyclists. But that just makes me want to run them over. If that's not the whitest shit, I don't know what is. I will say that's not white people shit. That's just freaky shit. They nasty. Especially, man, just having your bare ass on a bicycle seat. Just let me know you're a different type of motherfucker. You know, like, I'm just not into that. And, you know, a lot of these motherfuckers, they don't wipe good. So
when I lived in Portland, they had a naked bike ride too, and I got stuck behind it, and there was a dude who was super gross looking. He just had a plastic bag tied around the seat.
Oh, disgusting.
It's nasty.
I mean, just being naked in the streets like that, it's kids. Like, that's a little PDH file, PDF file. That's a little, you know, that's a little, it's, I mean, I don't think that's cool, man, just to be naked and fucking riding around, man. I'd be pissed if I was taking my kids to school and seeing a naked bike rack going past my cross, you know, crossing me, man. That would be fucked up, man, so.
Last week we had naked hiking. Now we have naked biking. Is it safe to just say, like, any kind of naked outdoor activity is white people shit, you think?
No, because I think that's just freaky motherfucker shit, man. Freaky motherfuckers come in all colors, sizes, and all that shit, man. Like, they make beaches for this. Y'all don't have to do this in public, man. Like, it's
are nude beaches white people shit?
Some people just like to hang out in sand naked. You know, it's a relaxing feeling. I've been to my share of nude beaches. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, me too.
You know, but some of those nude beaches, you can't get a boner on. They'll kick you off. Like, nigga, your dick hard. Get up out of here. And that shit is not, like, sexual in some sense. Like, I remember we were at a nude beach in, like, Barcelona. We weren't partaking in any of the nude activities. We was just there to be at the bar. That's when I was drinking crazy. And they had, like, kids on the beach and shit and that kind of shit. You know, so, yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, different cultures, certain shit, you know. I mean, you know, back in the day, I mean, Africa motherfuckers was always naked. They still walk around with their titties out and shit, I guess, you know. So, I mean, with certain shit. It's just different cultures, you know? All right, next up we got Nu Metal. Hey, Goat and the Booth Boys. With Nu Metal making a comeback recently, I would love to hear your thoughts on the genre. Is it some angsty teenage shit? Even white people shit? Or is there some legitimate musical merit behind it? I would risk it for the biscuit, personally. I will say Nu Metal is probably the one style of rock music that did get me into rock music. Like, the first band I could say I really, like, super fell in love with was Korn. Shouts out to Korn. I actually got a chance to work with them not too long ago, and it was like a fucking, you know, just like something on my checklist, like, you know. But because it incorporated a lot of hip-hop styles into it, and I can honestly say, like, listening to Wu-Tang, too, like, the way RZA used to fucking use the guitars and the beats and shit like that. So it was easy to make that transition from something like Wu-Tang to Korn. So yeah, and even something like Rage Against the Machine, System of a Down. Yeah, so, excuse me. A lot of my favorite rock albums, I will say, was, you know, in the beginning was Nu Metal. Then I started to just, you know, fall in love with the genre to where I could listen to an album like Love and it could become one of my favorite albums. But I don't know, is Nu Metal making a comeback? It might be a thing with just the JNCOs, man. JNCOs came back, Nu Metal followed right behind it, but I haven't heard any new metal bands, man. So I don't know. Put me on. Let me know. But I will say, man, Korn is, yeah, are you ready? Gen Z is bringing Nu Metal back. It's kind of a, I don't know, man. I mean, what do you consider Nu Metal, though? You know, like, I feel like a lot of, you know, things that, like, Playboi Carti does or something like that, it kind of incorporates some of the style of Nu Metal. I mean, for these kids, a lot of them probably just dress like that, and it's just, they consider it to be Nu Metal. But the actual style of music is probably not rooted in that. And, you know, just with Korn, they fucking using 2 7-string guitars and shit like that, and fucking the way Fieldy used to fucking kill it on the bass, man. And then they would have these crazy breakdowns, man, like, 3 minutes into the song, and it will fucking just turn to some whole other shit, man. So, shouts out to Korn, man. And I had a chance to meet Jonathan Davis actually on a cruise ship. I was on Holy Ship, and I met him and told him, like, man, you don't know. Because, you know, like I say, a lot of my music is trauma dumping, and you don't really find that too much in rap music. I guess, like, Nas or, you know, even someone like a Tupac back in my day. Back in my day. We'll have that. But I think I found Korn. I was going through a real bad breakup and shit like that. And that fucking album, the first one I heard was Follow the Leader. And that album just really helped me a lot, man. That's why I'm really excited to get back to really making music all the time and shit. Because I can remember with me going through a lot of bad shit and how albums would help me. And music would help me get over that shit. So, yeah, man. Korn, System of a Down was probably Toxicity, that's probably my favorite album, I would say, out of the genre. And that was just because I was dealing with a lot of drug shit, I would say. And the way that album just had like a new comment, like a whole new take on, like, you know, the way fucking, I never heard that in rock music before. I would hear that in rap, but I never heard someone have that kind of, like, you know, that kind of commentary on what was going on in the streets. And it was able to me to, like, open my eyes up to, like, you know, like, we're all human beings in that sense. Everybody go through the same shit. Cause it was like a lot of, you know, I was selling crack and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So I was seeing a lot of fucked up shit during that time. And that album came out, but like I say, man, or even someone like a Rage Against the Machine, you know? So yeah, man. But the songwriting for me, it was just like a lot of, you know, it was a lot of deep subjects and a lot of deep shit coming into that, man. So yeah, shouts out. Like I say, man, I haven't heard any new metal to even be able to speak on it that much, but I'm a huge fan of that shit, man. All right, let's spin the wheel. Lizzo, shouts out to my girl Lizzo. Yeah, Lizzo been going through some shit lately, man. I can't speak about it in depth because I don't know too much about it. But I've hung out with Lizzo a few times and she always been cool as fuck, you know. So whatever that shit is going through, I can't really speak on it too much because I don't really know. I just seen, like, you know, you see a tweet about it or some shit. Do y'all really have any, like, do y'all know what was really going on with that whole shit? I think it's some shit about her dancer suing her.
Yeah, like, one of her dancers is like, she was basically just kind of mean and like she's saying like sexually assaulted her or sexually harassed her by making her like do something at a strip club when they were on tour. But yeah, I mean, I think it's all kind of just a reaction to, you know, how much positive feedback she was getting and her being kind of like this woke body positive icon. Apparently she was also like body shaming them, which is like the funny part.
Yeah,
of that.
That's hilarious.
But yeah.
It's hard to know when, like, it's just accusations and none of us really know what the truth is. Yeah. So,
it's one of those things that I'm not really going to speak on like that because I do know her and she's always been nothing but cool with me. So I wouldn't make any jokes about it. I would just wait till the whole shit is over it and done with. But I almost feel like people were just waiting on something to be able to hate on her for, you know? I mean, but when you're dealing with, like, sexual assault allegations, that's something that's really serious. So I can't really speak on something that I don't really know about it. But far as she was twerking at that Laker game. That was probably one of the worst things. Ain't that the game when Kobe left with his kids and shit? Like, yeah, that was, Lizzo, you know you was wrong for that. You know you was wrong for that. You still my girl, though. But shouts out to Lizzo, man. She's, like I say, man, she's from the Midwest, man. You know, and it's just, I don't know, man. It's a lot of times when people have just so much positive shit going for them, man, it's always something like this to, like, bring them down and shit on some negative shit. But like I say, I don't know the full story, so I can't really speak on it now. I did hear something involving a banana or some weird shit. Yeah, and I was like, I know they lying. Lizzo don't eat no fruit. I'm just playing with you, Lizzo. Oh, you my girl. You still my girl. But yeah, man. But yeah, that's fucked up, man. This is an intense week for me. It's always when it gets around this time, man. We're getting close to NBA 2K releasing again.
Video game reviews.
And I told myself I'm not about to be spending all this goddamn money playing this video game, but we know I'm probably just talking shit and I end up making like 4 or 5 builds. But I'm very excited. It's fucked up. It always is like this, though. Every time 2K comes out, I have some shit that I got to do. So I won't be able to play it at home the first day. So, but yeah, that weekend, you know, my girl already know. She already know what's about to go down. You ain't about to see me or hear me. But yeah, I'm very excited. A game I've been waiting on for a long time to come out. Starfield's coming out. So, yeah, man, the video game shit is about to be, it's about to get real. It's about to get real. I'm about to be definitely locked in my room for hours and hours. Hopefully I don't get sciatica this time. But I'm very excited. I already bought, shouts out to y'all for giving me the gift card. I already bought Starfield and shit, so I'm already got it pre-downloaded and shit. So as soon as that come out, so I think I'm gonna probably spend a lot more of my time playing Starfield first before I really get into 2K like that. But I'm very excited. I mean, it's just like I say, it gets antsy, man. Y'all don't know, man. When 2K used to come out, I would fucking like take sleeping pills and shit and sleep that whole day so I can wake up at midnight and fucking play it all morning, like, because you want to like try to get a jump on your build and shit, even though the first build you make is fucking trash. Then you'd be like, oh, this fucking build's trash, I gotta fucking make another, and you spend fucking $300 on a build, don't even play them. But so I'm not doing that. I'm going to wait to actually the All-Star game, wait to after the All-Star game to make a build, because or really after the trade deadline. Because one thing I would hate is I would make a build and then some crazy ass trades would go down. Then I'm still fucking playing this fucking same shit and it still has the old roster and shit. Which I think 2K, that's something y'all need to do, man. Be able to fucking update the rosters inside a person's career. So yeah, that needs to be something that needs to be handled, because it's something that can totally be easy. Like even with me, last year I was playing 2K a lot on PC, but that's not next gen. That's current gen. And then I later in the year, I started playing it on PlayStation 5, and I was like, fuck, I see the difference. But yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very not excited to be spending all this fucking money again, man. They fucking, and then they got a fucking season pass now. Why the fuck do we need the season pass in NBA 2K? This is fucked up. I've recently gotten to fucking, it's bad, man. Got into fucking betting and shit and all that shit, man.
But what are you betting on?
I've been betting on the FIBA Cup and shit, and I haven't really, you know, been working out, but I think that's it's a slippery slope. But my boy Skyler, man, he's really good at it. He's been killing it. We went to a fucking casino in New Orleans. This motherfucker won like in 2 minutes. So I'm like, what the fuck, man? I guess some people just have luck with gambling. I've never really had that luck, but I mean, besides like shooting dice for like Coney Island money and shit, you know, that was easy in school and shit. But as far as like going to casinos, I hit big a few times, but my dumb ass, every time I would hit big, I'd be like, I'm putting it all down. Like I remember I hit big in like roulette. I probably won like 2,500 or some shit. And then I put it all back down and lost everything. So that's just me, man. I don't want to, you know, I've already gave up a few addictions to gain another one. But all right, man, it is good though. It is good that people are able to do sports betting and shit, because I don't feel like there's anything illegal in that, you know? So it's great that we have these apps and all this kind of shit where people can start betting and shit. So, because, you know, motherfuckers, you know, they got to eat. Motherfuckers got to eat. You know what I'm saying? So if you're good at that shit, man, you know, that's great. All right. We'll spin the wheel one more time. We'll be up out of here. Tour buses. I will say during this tour, I didn't ride on the bus. We just had like a van and we followed behind the bus. And that was just because I wanted to, you know, being on a tour, you know, I remember like me, you know, growing up and watching all those like backstage documentaries and shit like that and seeing people on tour, and it's always a party. It always seems like it's a great time and motherfuckers is wilding out and getting fucked up and shit. So I didn't want anybody to be like, you know, try to, you know, not have as much fun as they would want to just because I'm dealing with my recovery and all that shit. So I didn't ride on the tour bus this tour. But I will say I regretted it in some sense, because, man, just traveling sometime in a long-ass ride in a fucking van, man, can fucking suck sometime. Even though I do have a Steam Deck, but, like, just being able to lay down and shit would make everything so much bigger. So I'm not so much better. So I'm definitely not fucking riding anymore. I'm not doing that shit no more. I don't give a fuck, man. I remember back in the day, first starting out, you know, doing van tours and shit like that, and it sucks, man. It kind of sucks, man. So yeah, I would definitely be back on the bus for the next upcoming tour, man, because I can't take that shit, man. Just being able to lay down, I think, is the most important thing, to be able to rest your body. And just for another thing, man, I don't know, I'm always just scared of, you know, like, We were driving through, I can't remember, but it was a crazy fucking storm. like just fucking like raining like crazy, damn near like some tornado type shit, man. And that was fucking scary. And I just feel more safe being on that bus. Like if that bus, you know, I guess, I don't know. It could be worse getting into some fucking accident on the bus, but I just feel like riding in that van, man, it did take a toll on that body. That's probably, I'm still actually kind of sore right now, man. Like I'm definitely kind of sore. I just been trying to relax and kick it at the crib and shit, hang out with Ditto. But yeah, I'm definitely still pretty sore. That tour whipped my ass, man. It did. But I think me being sick in the beginning really, that really did something to me. Because I haven't been sick in years, man. Like, besides being hungover and shit like that, being all fucked up, but just actually, like, sick? Like, nah, man, I haven't been. That has not been in my world. So it let me know that I wasn't fucking Iron Man no more, man. So getting sick, that really fucked with me, man. All right, man. About to get up out this motherfucker. Love y'all, motherfuckers. See y'all again. Yeah, man. Shouts out. Love y'all, motherfuckers. Peace.